I'm Phil C.
And I'm Lynn.
And together,
we're Roman Oz.
Real interviews.
With real people.
On location.
With a great mix of Aussie music.
As requested by the people we interview.
Follow us on Facebook.
Or check us out, romanoz.com.au.
So, Phil, what's on the show this week?
Well, Lynn, we're starting off in Yimmingarry.
Right.
Yimmingarry.
Unusual name.
It is indeed, at the campground. Now, do you know much about Yimmingarry?
Well, it was a great little campground.
It sure was.
Halfway between Dubbo and Gilgandra.
I think that's about right. And yes. We catch up with a lovely couple. Well, we didn't actually catch up with them,
no,
did we?
No, we met them.
We met them there. That's right, Beth and Charlie.
And their two black poodles, Poppy and Paris.
That's right. And they've got that fabulous...
Option RV distinction,
yes. And we're going to be talking all about that caravan, listeners. And where did we go from there?
From there, we travelled to Bourke and we met Murray and Chrissy, and they're full-time travellers with their big bus.
They've got a Denning coach.
Yes, very nice decked out.
A house on wheels.
And they were a couple of entertainers.
They were indeed, weren't they? Murray played the guitar, Chrissy sang.
Yes, and they're playing two songs for us.
Two originals. Yes. Bus Driver, which is all about their learning to drive their big Denning coach,
yes.
Right? And another one which was called Living by the Sea.
Yes, very good.
Absolutely brilliant songs. And we're going to play those for the listeners as well. Yep. So from Bourke, we're going to tell them all a little bit about the
Darling River.
The mighty Darling River, yes.
Yep.
And then from there.
Then we head to Corinda. Now, Corinda has been made famous by who?
David Bowie.
Yes, he filmed a film clip there.
He did indeed, his iconic film clip for that fantastic Bowie song, Let's Dance.
Yes, but we're not going to dance.
We're not going to dance. Or if we did, people wouldn't listen to us anyway. Well, they wouldn't see us, would they?
No, they wouldn't, no.
And the good thing about Corinda and that particular hotel is as a result of that song, Let's Dance, they now do...
The Bowie Festival once a year.
They do
but
indeed.
Unfortunately, it hasn't been on the last 2 years.
Because of COVID.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
That's a shame.
It is
yes.
very disappointing. Anyway, as well as all of this incredible people we've met,
and yes.
we're also going to play a great selection of Aussie music as requested
by the people we interview.
So what do you reckon, Lynn?
And two originals.
And two originals.
Yes.
Indeed. So, Lynn, what do you reckon?
On with the show.
Welcome back, listeners. Phil C here, and we are Roman Oz, and we are at Yimmingarry Campground, and I'm with Beth and Charlie, and they're going to tell us all about their Option RV 19-foot caravan. How are you both, guys?
I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic.
Thank you so much for taking some time. We're sitting here having a wine, having a beer, and really loving your RV option, or
as
your
you do.
Options RV. What an incredible van. How long have you had it, guys?
Well, probably about 2.5 years now.
Okay.
And, found it just a fantastic vehicle. But it's a semi-off-road, as they say in the name called Distinction.
Yes.
But we just love it. Some of the features on the inside that Beth could tell you more so about. I look after the outside of the
okay.
vehicle.
Okay, that makes sense.
So that's how it is with men and women.
It is.
Men outside, women in.
I agree.
Yeah.
So, Beth, what about if you tell us, because I understand that this is pretty new to you, the RV life. You're a 5-star girl
mm-hmm.
who did a lot of overseas travelling. Never camped before in your life, and you chose a Distinction Option RV van. So mm-hmm. what are the features of this particular van? What attracted you to this van?
Well, normally people would be attracted to the pantry and the bathroom and okay. the sitting room and the TV.
Right.
Not me. It had to have a wardrobe.
Okay.
And it does. It have hanging space and right. so I don't have to iron my clothes every day. And being a 5-star girl,
right.
I can't walk out without my beautifully ironed linen top.
Okay.
So that was one feature. The next feature is where do I put my iron?
Right.
I had to find a hidey hole for my iron.
Okay.
Which I did.
Right.
And then I found all the other spots.
Because you've got quite a bit of cupboard space in there, wouldn't you agree?
We do. We've yeah. got a spot for games, a spot for tablets and medication, and a spot for my filing.
That we need, we're getting old.
We've got a fantastic pull-out pantry, which is about, in old terms, about a foot wide.
Right.
With about 6 shelves. Brilliant.
Brilliant.
I don't have to look for things. They're all there in front of me.
Okay. And if you decide not to cook... and you don't need that pantry, you could hang your dress up in there, couldn't you? Because it's that.
If I could find a space.
Okay. Well, being a five-star girl, you've got to make sure you look fantastic, and you do. So the thing that sold you was the wardrobe and somewhere to put the iron, really?
Well, a few other things.
A few other things.
But I've found places which I didn't know above the wheel in the cupboard. So if you get down on your hands and knees, yes, which I didn't often do,
yep,
I found a space above the wheel I could put things in. I can store stuff in there too.
Yeah. So there's lots of storage inside the van.
Absolutely.
Now what about for you, Charlie? Because you're not a large man, but you're quite tall. I mean, how do you find the shower in there? Because one of the things with my van, I never find there's enough room in there to shower and get cleaned up.
And there's enough room in there to get yourself dried. I step outside, I dry my feet, and I'm done.
There's enough room for two of us.
Really?
Well, yeah, there would be enough room in the shower for two of us.
It's a big shower then.
It is.
Yeah. And, of course, the bathroom could be a fraction bigger.
Right.
But then again, of course, you go to that, you're looking at something like a 21.5 foot,
mm-hmm,
whereas this is only a
19, yeah.
And it's big enough, but when you go too big, then you're looking at problems when getting in there. Caravan parks, because they squeeze them in tight.
They do, yeah.
So, but I love the straight-through chassis on this vehicle. The strength of it, and we've been over some rough terrain here and there, but it handles it very well. Yeah, okay. No problems at all.
Right.
Yeah.
So it tows well. You've got a BT50, a Mazda BT50.
Yeah.
And you haven't done a lot of towing. Have you done towing before, Charlie? Have you towed boats or trailers or something?
Trailers and boats and
yep.
Yeah, and it's fine.
And heavy vehicles you've driven?
Yeah, heavy vehicles and. You know, trucks and that sort of thing.
Okay.
But yeah, no, I just love it. It's our first van. I thought was a good choice. Mates telling me not to go any bigger,
right?
Because you're into that problem again with the space within caravan parks. You really do. It's just
so you're limited.
You're limited.
You feel limited. So you've chosen 19 foot for that reason because you think not going to have an issue getting into anywhere.
Yeah, because you're going to allow for the vehicle as well. So
of course.
You want something that's going to pull 3.5 ton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we changed a few things around, like shifting all our blocks of timber and that from the front to the back and all that sort of thing.
Okay.
To get the ball weight down.
Yes.
But and we've worked that out, so it's we have that running perfect. And a level van sitting with your vehicle, it just runs smoothly.
Fantastic.
No problems on the road. The springs in this one has been adjusted a little. So I think it gives it a better ride.
Okay, because it does look a little bit taller. So the person, because you bought this second hand, didn't you?
Bought it second hand, and the person that had it before me did a bit of work on the springs down under, and it does sit higher because I looked at other people with options, and apparently this one sits slightly higher.
Okay,
but like I say, having a strong chassis on the vehicle is a real feature to me.
Is a must. So if you were going to get another. Option RV, do you think? Like we were talking about heating before.
Yeah.
You get another option RV?
I would do. I would. Yeah. I mean, this has also got, you know, it's got twin batteries with solar panels. It's got all the lighting you'd ever need. It's got inside out outside TV.
That's important.
Yeah, it is important. So I can sit outside and watch the footy and now that we've got two TVs.
Right.
That was only by mistake that I blew a fuse and ended up with another one.
Okay.
So I now have my own TV for outside, which is fantastic.
Yep. Yeah. So you can sit outside under this beautiful awning, because I understand this is a brand new awning. You lost the other one on a trip somewhere.
Yeah, that was just in a big storm, and these things do happen.
Yep.
We don't have a full annex on it. We're happy with our privacy screens, which we can go right round with,
mm-hmm,
and that is sufficient for us. Yeah.
You know, as a comparatively new traveller.
Yes, because you're the five-star girl. You don't normally go. But this isn't really camping, is it? This is more like glamping.
This is glamping. But what intrigues me is we're driving along the highway. Right. I've never known this before. We're driving along the highway and Charlie can see an option caravan coming from Cooee.
Yes.
And, you know, the finger goes up. How do you do?
Right.
And if an option caravan comes into the car park, oh, there's an option. Let's go and have a talk to that man.
Okay.
It's very important, this option caravanning.
Yes, it is. So are you on any of the forums? Are you on, like, Facebook option?
Yes. Yeah, I run with that. And, of course, later in the year, October, we will be at the Opal Caravan Park in Lightning Ridge.
Okay.
Which will be a great event, no doubt.
Right.
I'm not sure, what's the exact date? I'm not sure.
Sometime in the beginning of October, we're going to be in Lightning Ridge.
In the Opal Caravan Park in Lightning Ridge.
There's over 100.
Over 100
option caravans.
Options, really?
It's quite a,
wow.
Quite a number of people.
So when is that again? Sorry, in Lightning Ridge?
The 13th of October or the 8th of October. He's even got his T-shirts and hat to go with it.
Yeah, okay.
Option, ready? Ready to roll.
So you're going to look like the leader of the pack. Oh, well. You've got your hat, your T-shirt, everything option RV.
If you're in something like that, you've got to be in boots and all. You can't be going half-hearted.
Fair enough.
I don't know why Lightning Ridge, but there you go.
But you know what I think's going to happen? Because I've looked at the current distinction myself, and I was thinking of getting one. And it's a little bit larger than yours, but that extra foot adds so much to the van.
It will do, yes.
You got this huge lounge in the back, and you've got this massive. No, you don't want a lounge in the back?
No, the lounge you don't need. You need a bigger area around the bed.
Yes. Well, the thing is, the new one has got the toilet and the laundry and everything close to the bed, so you don't have to walk all the way. That's 19 true. Feet in the middle of the night to go to the toilet, I mean, you don't have to do that. The new one, it's right there, ensuite.
That's it.
Which, being a five-star girl, you'd appreciate an ensuite right near the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And
colour is important too.
Which one?
Colour.
Colour?
Yes, colour.
Options?
Industry, all the nail polishes and things like that, and the amount of colours and all the different companies and brands that she sells. So
okay.
She's looking at different colours. She wanted to paint this one inside.
White.
Okay.
And it has got a lot of white in it. It doesn't have
white and grey or white and black would be nice.
Well, look,
a lot of the new ones. So that's what a new van looks.
The new vans are, well, they're opting for those sort of colours, aren't they? Then that way they're more serviceable. You don't have to.
Shades of grey you want.
Nobody wants Mission Brown anymore.
Okay. Oh, goodness me. 50 Shades of Grey. All right. Look, I'm going to have to hang up on that note, folks, really seriously. It was so much fun talking to you, Beth and Charlie. You got a great sense of humour. You got a great van. And I wish you all the best when you get to this options muster in Lightning Ridge in October, is it?
Yes.
I'd love to be out there. You know what's going to happen? You're gonna have a look at the latest option RV, and you're going to go, you know what? We got to go with this new one. With a bigger lounge, more hanging space for the five-star girl, and all the bells and whistles.
And also the service for the option itself.
The service?
Yeah, owner and the staff, that option itself was just incredible. And the follow-up that they give you is just, phenomenal. Talking to other people who had options, they said,
any problems, we can ring them.
Fantastic. All right, guys.
Thank you.
Let me wind this up now. Before I do, I'm going to play a favourite song. Do you have a favourite act or Australian act, singer, band?
Yeah, a bit of John Williams and...
Old Man Emu. All righty. Well, you stick around, listeners. We're going to be back with more Raymond Oz straight
thanks,
after.
Phil. Thank you
so much, Beth. And, of course, Charlie. Yes. Thank you so much for your time, guys. It's been a pleasure chatting with you. So
thanks,
stick around, listeners. We'll be back with more Raymond Oz straight after Old Man Emu.
Tell you of an interview with an old man emu. He's got a beak and feathers and things, but the poor old fella ain't got no wings. Aren't you jealous of the wedge-tailed eagle? And ba-da-da-da-da-da. While the eagle's flying round and round to keep her 2 feet firmly on the ground. Now I can't fly, but I'm telling you, I can run the pants of a kangaroo. But I do. He can't fly, but I'm telling you, we can run the pants of a kangaroo. Well, he was the model for the 50 cents. Um-ba-da-da-da-da. The designer should have had more sense. Um-ba-da-da-da-da. If you take a look, it'll prove to you. I ran the pants of that kangaroo. But I do. Take a look, it'll prove to you. He ran the pants of the kangaroo. You can't loop the loo like a cockatoo. Um-ba-da-da-da-da. Swoop and talk.
fast like an albatross. Some battle it, da da da. You silly gala, I'm better by far than a white cockatoo or a budgerigar. They squeak and squawk and try to talk. Why, me and them's like cheese and chalk. But I do. You can't fly, but I'm telling you, quicker than the pants of a kangaroo. The last time I saw old man, he knew him battled da da da. He was chasing a female, he knew him battled da da da. As he shot past, I heard him say, she can't fly, but I'm telling you, she could run the pants of a kangaroo. But I do. She can't fly, but I'm telling you, she could run the pants of a kangaroo. Well, there is a moral to this ditty, um-ba-da-da-da-da-da. Thrush can sing, but he ain't pretty, um-ba-da-da-da-da-da. Duck can swim, but he can't sing, nor can the eagle on the wing. Emu can't fly, but I'm telling you, he can run the pants of a kangaroo. Well, the kookaburra laughed, and he said, it's true, um-ba-da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, well, there you go, listeners. Old Man Emu, made famous, of course, by John Williamson. Now, a little bit about that caravan park that we met Charlie and Beth at, okay? It's a great – it's a campground. It's not actually a caravan park. It's a campground. Now, it is licensed and, of course, by the Dubbo Council. It has town water. It has toilets and showers. There are only cold showers, unfortunately, but then most people have showers. 99% of travellers have showers, toilets within their caravan or motorhome. The toilets are cleaned daily and rubbish bins are emptied daily as well. Now, pets are allowed. That's one of the great things, okay? They must be supervised, of course, and it is a fantastic run caravan park, and they usually have a couple of volunteers that are there that'll just take your money as you come in and just virtually say, look, find a spot, because it's a very large area and plenty of room for big rigs, big buses, and it's very close to Dubbo, okay? It's not that far, probably only about, oh, I think it's about 30, 40 Ks north of Dubbo, and around about 20, 30 Ks, I think, south of Gilgandra. So there you go, listeners. We are going to continue on now with more of Roaming Oz, and we are going to be going now to the Burke Caravan Park and catching up with Murray and Chrissy.
Hello, it's Lynn here, and we're Roaming Oz, and we're at the Burke Caravan Park, and I'm with Murray and Chrissy. How are you today, guys?
Yeah, we're good, thank you.
We're having a great day here.
Yes. Yeah, and the birds are chirping. Yes. Now, you have a big bus we noticed as we drove into the caravan park. Tell us a little bit about this bus.
Well, it was an idea of ours a few years ago to start travelling and do it while we were younger and not waiting to hear too many stories about people who are leaving it till they're older.
Yes,
or
that's correct.
Another day, another day. And so we just started looking just for fun, and I think one of Murray's sons found this one. We were living around Rocky in Yaboon at the time, was in Mackay, and the couple drove it down to Rocky for us, because neither of us had licences.
Yep.
And we had a look and fell in love with the bus that we're in now, and then went from there.
Oh, okay. That sounds exciting. So how long have you had it now?
5 years.
And have you travelled far with it?
From Queensland down to here, got stuck straight away in COVID.
Yep.
Sort of just been in the Victoria ever since, and now we've finally just started moving.
Right, okay.
Here we are.
And so how far do you travel a day, and do you stay in an area for a while?
Yeah, well, we're not just sort of randomly travelling, we're just living in the bus.
Yep.
Like, we lived for 2 years in the bus before we even travelled anywhere.
Yes, so that way you got to know where everything was.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we've had how many
downsizes,
yeah.
Yes.
And we worked out that, well, we could live in it quite comfortably together even without travelling. You know, yes. We were living full time, so that was good to know.
So looking at it, is it a double decker bus or is it just?
It's not double decker. It has had the roof raised a bit, but downstairs, the six bins, three on each side, they're all like the services and storage and washing machine.
All right. So you have got the washing machine on board. That's good to hear.
Yes, there's a washing machine. Yep. It was a bucket for a while, but washing machine.
Yep. Now, yeah. Oh, with the size of the bus, you'd be able to have a normal top loader, wouldn't you?
It is, yes. Oh, yes. Right. We could do all our own laundry and that sort of thing. So
yeah,
it's
that's
fabulous.
Certainly a cost saver when you're on the road.
We don't have to move for. Well, we've got a water bladder now, so we don't have to move at all.
Just,
after 4 weeks, we can
fill that up and
the water. So.
Oh, that's handy. That is very handy. But driving into towns and everything else,
usually when we're moving.
Yep.
We usually pull up just outside town.
Yep.
Park the bus.
Yep.
Go through town, or go to the industrial.
Because you have
area.
An extra van with you too, don't you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you're driving the two cars. The bus and the car.
Yeah. There's not two cars.
Yeah. No. There's not. Now tell me. So you wouldn't have had a bus license to start off with, would you?
No.
So you had to go and get a bus license?
Well, we moved out of the house into a caravan park with the bus.
Yep.
We met someone who was there working. As we pulled up there was a big truck, learner driver truck.
Oh,
there.
Okay, yeah.
So he was teaching people. He was there contracted for a month or 6 weeks or something. So we were, after work each day, he'd take us out for a drive in our bus.
Oh, bonus.
For both of us learning to drive, till we both got our licence eventually.
And he was a fabulous teacher, very patient.
Yeah.
And we found because a lot of people are ex-denning or coach drivers and they love the bus, so he was just so happy. He would have done it for nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously we did... share some money, but they just love it, so he really enjoyed it.
Oh, okay. So how many sort of gears has it got? Is it like it'd be more than a car, wouldn't it? I've never been in the front of a bus.
It's only a 6-speed, but it's a double clutch one.
Oh, okay. Right. That'd be something to get used to then.
That's one way of putting it.
takes a bit. And actually, the first few times we had sore muscles.
Yes. yes, you would if you've got to do it twice.
For a few hours.
Yeah.
Well, especially driving around a city because it's not like on the
road. Oh, stop, start. Yeah. Okay. Now, the toilet, that's one thing that's I'm curious about. Is it normal black water, the cassette?
Yeah, we used to have all that.
Yeah.
It wasn't a cassette. It was like a 240-litre drum.
Oh, right.
Fitting and whatnot and a hose that you get underneath the bus and connect the fitting onto, and then it's one of those concertina hoses, that opens out. So then you get to the black water tank and run it all and open the trap and whatnot. And
speaking of that, it's just flashed. Have you seen Robin Williams' movie RV? If you haven't, you got to watch that because he had that and he had the everything going. I'm sorry to go off track. Yeah. So now what have you got?
We had all that. We moved on. It's just a composting toilet.
Oh, that's excellent.
Now,
and then how long?
Water. Heaps of water.
Yep.
Water was the main thing,
Yes.
Having to go out and the water tank's empty or getting empty. And never did the indicator work properly on the tanks, on any of the tanks. It was a grey water tank and whatnot. But
And
that was another reason for the compost, apart from the other things, is that
the water usage, yes.
Oh, all the water you're wasting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, that's been good.
So how long does a compost toilet last for, out of curiosity?
Look, I don't know, eventually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, once they...
Oh, so you don't have to empty it often?
Not at the moment, no.
No. Oh, okay.
So, yep.
Right, now you're set up. You've got solar and you've got batteries. Are they the normal deep cycle batteries or have you converted?
We used to have deep cycle batteries and we've sort of replaced them and then... Eventually changed again and got lithiums.
Oh, okay.
So now we just run off the solar and the batteries.
Yep.
And this is maybe, if it was like 3 days together.
Yes.
Three or four
overcast,
days together, overcast or fire smoke.
Yes.
Found, same thing. Then we'd have to run the generator for a bit.
Right, okay. Oh,
and we do run the generator every sort of couple of weeks just to run it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, let's run it for 5 minutes, just, you know, everything's still working.
Yes, that's a good idea.
We did avoid the lithium to start with because of the cost, but we really found that they've just been magical as far as batteries and being secure in knowing that we've got constant
solar. So,
it has changed.
Yeah, oh, well, that's good. Yeah. And how does it go with fuel consumption?
Well, while we're parked up there like that where we are now, and we will probably be like there for another 6 weeks or so, absolutely none at all.
Oh, well, that's good, isn't it?
Great, eh?
Yeah. Just the van that you've got as well that you run around in and do your things.
Yeah, that's our work van, and that gets us to gigs and gets our gear around, gets our shopping home, everything.
So you're also working on the road as you're going, doing
fridge seals.
Fridge seals.
Yeah.
So anyone out there that's after fridge seals, Murray's your man.
Yeah, you'll see us eventually.
Yeah, and it's written on the van, mobile fridge seals.
Yeah, and do you get much business out here, out west?
The further out back we've gone, the more business we get.
Oh, well, that's good.
You know, whereas in, because we were on the coast for a while when it's caught with COVID and that, and there's other businesses already
in
set
up
and all running there, you know, so it's like, we got a little bit of work just off the science on the van still.
Yeah.
But out here, I just advertise on the local Facebook.
Oh, well, that's good.
Community groups and buy and sell or any of that.
Yep.
Yep.
And you get work that way.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned gigs as well. So you're obviously doing a bit of musician work.
Yeah, you're going to play one of our songs later. <aren't you>?
So you play the guitar and Chrissy sings.
Chrissy does everything else.
Yeah.
Bit of clarinet and percussion and
drums,
fill up some of the empty
shakers.
Spots.
Yeah. So you're getting a bit of work that way as well while you're on the road.
We are, yes. Yeah, that's how we've ended up in Bourke, because there was a Facebook ask for people to play over Easter and school holidays, because they're gearing up for more people being on the road and travellers and school holidays, so and then in between that, some busking. And
good.
Yeah, lots of music.
So you've got a good lifestyle then.
We're loving
work
it.
Hard.
Yeah.
Hard at it.
So do you have down days where you don't do anything or not much at all? And
we've had lots of those.
Yeah.
Too many. Oh, okay.
Too many. We need.
You need more things to do.
Well, we were shut down for a whole year just so we set out, you know.
Yeah. So,
well, we soon stepped into that lifestyle and that was fine.
But you need to be doing something every day. Yeah.
We're not retired, so we're still
still
working, still
got
loans
stuff
to pay.
And I want to buy things too.
Yeah.
So,
of course. Food doesn't come cheap, that's for sure.
Add to the guitar collection.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. So that was Murray and Chrissy, and they're actually musicians. So we're going to have a song. We normally ask for a song, an Aussie song, but we're going to play one of theirs, and their band name is called Amethyst Moon, and the song we're going to play is Bus Driver. So Murray and Chrissy, thank you so much for your time and talking to us. Enjoy your time on the road and stay safe, and we'll keep an eye out for that big Denning bus. Yes,
and to you too on your travels.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing our song.
You're welcome.
Today the sun is shining, it shines all the time. We don't always see it, and that's just fine. I'm a singer, a writer, a bus driver, sharing the road with you. I'm a singer, a writer, Denning bus driver, I've seen a thing or two. I yearn to keep on learning, making up new rhymes, to say something clever, ridiculous or sublime. I'm a singer, a writer, a bus driver, sharing the road with you. I'm a singer, a writer, a Denning bus driver, we've seen a thing or two. Thank you. expressing myself clearly, fearlessly and kind. I listen as much as I speak, I've got lots of time. I'm a singer, a writer, a bus driver, sharing the road with you. I'm a singer, a writer, a bus driver, I've seen a thing or two. My relationships are getting better and better. Wonder if it's down to releasing what no longer matters. I'm a singer, a writer, a bus driver, sharing the road with you. I'm a singer, a writer, a bus driver, we know a thing or two. Driving a bus and smiling, living a life we love. Passion is what we're feeling, freedom is where we are. We're traveling across Australia, looking for waterfalls. Kookaburra's calling, it's a new day, a new dawn. Take this bus ride, live a life true to you. You're amazing, you can have it all. The freedom is within you. We're all singers and writers and bus drivers, sharing the road with you. You're all singers and writers, even bus drivers, we know a thing or two.
Go, listeners, what a fabulous track made famous there by the people who wrote it. That's Murray and Chrissy. Okay, now if you see those guys driving along in their big Denning coach, or if you see the name Amethyst Moon outside of a hotel maybe or a restaurant, go and check them out, okay, because they really are very, very talented people and a lot of fun to be with. Now, I'm going to play another track by these guys. This is another original, and this was recorded in the caravan park, so no studio. Just Murray on guitar, Chrissy on vocal, and we were just sitting around there outside the caravan. And this next one is one of theirs as well. It's called Living by the Sea. Murray and Chrissy, Amethyst Moon.
I'm living by the sea, so I can frolic in the ocean. You are here with me. Watch the sun till the day is done. I'm living by the sea, so I can frolic in the ocean. You are here with me. Watch the sun when the day is done. I'm living by the sea. Cherish many special moments. You are here with me. Walk hand in hand, barefoot in the sand. I'm living by the sea. Where luscious islands all surround me, you are here with me. Dolphins swim and the turtles grin, I'm living by the sea.
can dance under the moonlight. You are here with me. Live in joy and harmony. The sea, every cell in me is singing. You are here with me. It's safe to express my frequency. I'm living by the sea, scenting blossoms in the sunshine. You are here with me. Birds and bees and coconut trees. I'm living by the sea, enjoying life upon this planet. You are here with me. Free of strife, smiles a happy life. I'm living by the sea, so I can frolic in the ocean. You are here with me. Watch the sun when the day is done. We live in nature and we have no cares. Live in peace, breathe the air. Get along, inspired songs, it's easy.
With overseas travel in lockdown, there's no better time to see what's offering in your own backyard. And if you want to do it in style, with all the bells and whistles, then 7th Street Caravans, located at 2212 Pacific Highway, Heatherbrae, is where the journey begins. Check out their range, Paramount, Silver Valley, Road Trip and Option RV. With dozens of layouts, there's something for everyone's needs. 7th Street also has a large range of pre-loved vans. They won't be beaten on price, so grab yourself a knockout deal today. Phone Aidan and the team on 4987 5288 or check out the website 7thstreetcaravans.com.au. Oh, Phil C and Lynn here, Roman Oz, and we're in Bourke, standing on the banks of the mighty Darling River. Now, in the late 1890s, Bourke was a major inland port for wool. At its peak, the Bourke Wharf had three steam-driven cranes handling 40,000 bales of wool a year. This was shipped down the Darling to ports in South Australia and Victoria, then sent by rail to Adelaide and Melbourne for local textiles and export. Following the advent of irrigation on farms in the 1880s, cotton, citrus fruits and wheat were shipped by paddle steamers. The paddle steamers were used massive amounts of timber sourced from the riverbank to fuel boilers for power, causing a long-term reduction in habitat for animals and riverbank stability. They were also responsible for large-scale removal of fallen trees and snags from the river to improve river navigation. The Barwon-Darling River belongs to a complex system and highly variable flows. Many rivers within the Western catchment originate outside the catchment boundary, and flows are affected by actions upstream. Droughts may be followed by heavy rains, which fill thousands of small creeks feeding into the river, flooding the wheatlands and lakes, flowing across the wood plains, creating new watercourses and reaching widely dispersed billabongs and waterholes. Water supports and attracts life. It provides habitat for plants and animals, biodiversity, and supports commerce through industry, irrigation and domestic use.
In 1896, the government started an experimental farm at Perivale, just north of Bourke, growing everything from stone fruits to cotton. Citrus from Perivale was reportedly requested by Queen Victoria. Citrus plantings feature in the current irrigated landscape along with cotton, wheat, melons, grapes and jojoba. These industries form a significant contributor to the local economy. However, as the Darling is an unregulated river without a headwaters dam to regulate flow, water supply is far from guaranteed.
The Darling River system covers over 1 million square kilometres, 14% of Australia, flowing south from the Colgoa and Barwon River Junction.
From its source in Queensland to its mouth southeast of Adelaide, it is 3,037 kilometres long. The river was an integral part of the lives of the many Aboriginal people who lived along it and continues to hold great significance to Aboriginal people of today.
Quick facts about the Darling River. Varies from scattered waterholes to 80 kilometres wide when in flood. Captain Charles Sturt named it after New South Wales Governor Ralph Darling in 1829. Important to Australia's European heritage as a vital transport route for settlement and pastoral development, paddle steamers brought supplies to towns and stations and transported wool onto major ports. River ports established included Walgett, Brewarrina, Bourke, Louth, Tilpa, Wilcannia, Menindi, Pooncarie and Wentworth. The importance of the Darling River for transport declined in the 1920s as new forms of transport emerged. Bourke has a special place in the Australian culture. The phrase back of Bourke, meaning the back of beyond, has become entrenched as an Australian colloquialism. Several poets helped enshrine the back of Bourke in Australian legend. If you know Bourke, you know Australia, wrote Henry Lawson, who lived there between 1892 and 1893. Other famous poets associated with Bourke include Harry Breaker Moran and Scottish balladeer and poet Will Ogilvy. The country in and around Bourke was cared for by the Ngambi people for tens of thousands of years before Europeans arrived and remains important to Aboriginal people. Gundabuka National Park is 50 kilometres south of Bourke and is significant for Ngumba and Pakenji people. The creeks in the range continue to provide water in times of drought.
The port of Bourke became the focus for the world's largest wool industry. At one time, up to 80 river boats and barges serviced the area. By the 19th century, Bourke was a major inland port meeting the needs of an expanding farming population. Paddle steamers regularly plied the Darling River. The last commercial service ceased in 1931. Oh, well, listeners, there's only one thing for me to do now, and that's to play you a song.
And the song that immediately comes to mind, listeners, is Tanya Kernaghan's Where the Murray Meets the Darling.
Where the Murray meets the Darling lies a sleepy border town. The grapevines were in season, laid into the ground. On the gate a rusty sign, pickers apply within. From the cool of her veranda, she watched him wander in. All through the harvest season, in the long hot afternoons, they gathered grapes together, their love began to bloom. And somehow he had touched her, and like the clinging of the vines, their lives became entangled. Where the Murray meets the Darling, by the waters slow and brown, in a secret valley he laid a blanket down. It was there beside the river he pledged his love that day. Where the Murray meets the Darling, she gave her heart away. When the harvest time was over and the leaves began to fall, they planned to travel northward. It was time for moving on. One night he slipped away. Her love had been forsaken. The vines lay stark and gray.
Fantastic song by Tanya Kernaghan, listeners, where the Murray meets the Darling. I'm now sitting in the Corinda Hotel with the publicity officer and band coordinator, Simone Lennon. How are you, Simone?
I'm good, Phil. Thank you.
Well, that's great. Thanks for having us here. We're talking about the Let's Dance Festival, okay? Now, the song Let's Dance was, of course, made famous by David Bowie and filmed at this hotel back in 1983. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so this festival is obviously keeping the music of David Bowie alive, and it's also keeping, I guess, one of the things is keeping the town alive, because it's only a small country town. You have this wonderful festival that's been running now for how long?
It's been running for 5 years. This will be number five.
Okay.
Four consecutive year running. Due to COVID last year, we weren't able to host it. So this year we're hoping it's going to be bigger than better than any year that we've had before.
Well, it makes perfect sense. Like, you missed out last year. So it only stands to reason that a lot of people would want to come and look at it this year. So is the festival getting bigger and bigger for you? Like, it's been running now for about 4 or 5 years. So are the crowds getting larger?
Yeah, we've found over time, and the years have gone, word of mouth, with everything spreading and everyone hearing about us having the festival, that it is growing. First year, we had a bit of a doozy. It flooded on us, actually. So it was a bit smaller. But over the years, the crowds have been growing. Last year, we had just over 300 people, and this year, with how things have been going and the response that we've had on Facebook and that about everyone asking whether we're having the festival and stuff this year, we're hoping to get maybe 500 or more people. Okay. So hopefully, yeah, big crowd.
Fair enough. Now, what sort of music? Obviously, it's a David Bowie festival, so I guess, is all the music related to David Bowie?
The majority of the music is Bowie music. Mm-hmm. But we do have like a couple of bands that come in, like pub rock music, and just different stuff like that, a few different styles and stuff. So it's not not all of it is Bowie, mm-hmm. but the majority of it is with, you know, some of your classic pub rock
stuff. Sounds pretty good to me. This is a great little pub you've got here, the Corinda Hotel. So pub rock would sort of go off in here, I imagine.
It would be fantastic. We love a bit of pub rock and a little bit of Bowie here at the pub. Ties it all in together, and it's what Corinda's about, basically.
So when is the festival on?
So we hold the festival on the October long weekend. So mm-hmm. this year that falls on Friday the 1st to Sunday the 3rd of October.
Okay. Okay. And what sort of things happens at the festival, just for my listeners? What can they expect to see or do here?
Yeah, so over the weekend, usually kicks off Friday night with a band or a bit of Bowie trivia sort of thing. And then Saturday is the main day. So the morning we have like street stalls and markets. During the day you've got different demonstrations, sheepdog jumping, workshops that all of our festival goers can join in on. There's like whip cracking and, yeah, just different activities for everyone to do during the day. Mm-hmm. And then that afternoon and night, our bands kick off. And yeah, it goes takes us through to early hours in the next morning. And then on Sunday, we have the Bowie Street Parade. So everyone gets all dressed up. People do up their Winnebagos, their horse and carts we've had here before. And they do the parade up to the main street to the pub. And then just after that, we kick off the Let's Dance reenactment up against the wall here at the pub where David Bowie originally did his Let's Dance music clip.
Right.
So yeah, everyone packs into the pub and they have a great time doing reenactments. It's not just the Let's Dance song, they play a few different Bowie songs and that, and everyone joins in and it's really fun.
That sounds like a wonderful time. Now, there's no caravan park here in Corinda, so what do people do for accommodation if they want to come to this festival and stay for the whole thing?
We have the majority of the people that come here, they come in their caravans or in their tents, or they just roll a swag out, night under the stars, you know, can't get any better than that. But we do also, for people that, you know, don't have tents themselves or a caravan, we do have glamping tents that come out that can be purchased to have over the weekend. There is some accommodation at the pub, but it's very limited. It's pretty booked in pretty quickly. So, yeah, but mostly caravans and tents and stuff.
Okay,
yeah.
So where would they park their caravans?
So where the festival kicks off is down at the football oval.
Right.
So in there there's plenty of space for you to park your caravans or, pitch your tent. So up there where it's all happening is where you can camp.
Fantastic stuff. So you could actually probably listen to it, I guess, outside where you park your caravan. But bearing in mind, though, if they do want to park that close, they do have to pay to park probably, don't they?
Yeah. I think there will be a fee you know, a camping fee this year.
Yes.
Otherwise, there is another spot a little bit further away from the oval itself, which would be free parking.
Free parking.
Yeah, if you want to park in at the oval, there'll be a small fee.
A small fee.
It's nothing.
Well, that makes
really.
Look, it stands to reason. I mean, if you want to be where the action is and park yourself right close to it so you don't have to stagger too far back to it.
Yeah, well, it's a one-stop shop. You've got, you know, all your bands and that are going to be there, so you don't have to worry about, you know, parking your car or walking anywhere after a big night.
Yes.
And even up the main street, like, it is, you know, not that far from the pub itself, so it's in walking distance.
Yep.
So
it's all right there on your hand waiting to happen.
Yep.
Now, so tell my listeners, what about the tickets? Where can they find or information about this particular festival and where can they purchase tickets?
Yeah, so our tickets will go up sale probably towards the end of April.
Right.
And we will be selling them on our Facebook page. So that's Let's Dance Corinda on Facebook. And also on our website, which is www.letsdancecorinda.com. And they're both linked. You'll find our Facebook page on the website and vice versa.
Okay.
So when the tickets do go on sale, there'll be a link on our Facebook page and website. And you can just click on that and it'll go straight to
The
ticket sales. And also same with the glamping tents. When they go up to be purchased, everyone will be able to find the information there. So, yeah, basically if they follow us on our Facebook page, they'll be able to keep up to date with everything that's happening and any news and information and, ticket sales and bookings.
So what was the Facebook page again, just for the listeners in case they missed it the first time?
Let's Dance Corinda.
Let's Dance Corinda. Oh, yeah. There you go, listeners. Let's Dance Corinda. Check it out on Facebook. And why not follow it? Become friends of the festival. Now, just lastly, what about the acts? Now, what acts have you had in the past and what have you got to sort of book in for this year?
So over the years we've had a few different local bands and that. We've had Lady Stardust as one of our leading acts, but probably the biggest leading act that we've had was the amazing Jeff Duff. We've had Jeff Duff 2 years in a row and he's been absolutely fantastic. This year, we'll change it up a little bit. We've got a couple of local bands, Bull Galore, Herding Cats, and we've also got the Thin White Utes coming along. And our leading act for this year will be from an Adelaide band called Ashes and Ashes, David Bowie Experience. So,
Okay, so last question before I let you go, Simone. What about pets? If people want to travel with pets, come to the festival. Is it a pet friendly festival or not?
Yeah, we've had lots of people over the last few years bring their pets. pets, mostly their dogs or whatever. And that's so, yeah, pretty pet friendly. As long as your pet's friendly, we're friendly for them too. So that's fine.
Okay, fantastic stuff. All right, well, I'm going to have to wrap this up now. Thank you so much for your time, Simone. Before I let you go, I'm going to have to play an Aussie song because we only play Aussie music. What's your favourite Aussie band?
Okay. Uh-huh. And yeah,
All right, there you go, listeners. Stick around for more straight after On My Mind by Powderfinger.